The Gemara's on the top of Daf and Gimel Daf is discussing the Machlokas Abai and Rava, if Eid Zayman is a Mefreu Nifsol or Mikan Lavahu Nifsol. Abai holds a Mefreu Nifsol because from the time they became a Rasha, your Pasol, so different Nifsol and Mefreu. Rava holds Mikan Lavahu Nifsol because Eid Zayman is a Chiddush. Because the Gemara says really Trey B'Trey Nenu, they are Trey B'Trey, my Chazas and Tzayas Lahani, Tzayas Lahani. Why should you believe the second pair more than the first pair? So the Maisa ends up being a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush Atay. They believe in the second ones over the first ones. It's no Svara. And if it's a Chiddush, you say, and that's why he holds it. Your Nifs only Mikan Abba, not Lemafer. The Gemara comes out over here that Hilchas like Abbasay da Abaye, the Yal Kagam. So we pass him like Abaye that Lemafer, who Nifsol, not like Rava. So now the Shaila is the Gemara says that the Tam of Rava, that your Nifsol Mikan Abba, is because it's a Chiddush. The question is, what is Abshan and Abaye? Abaye holds your Nifsol Lemafer. And what point is the Argon Rava? Does the Argon Rava, because he holds it's talking not a Chiddush, there's some svar over here why the second one should believe more than the first ones, and that's why it's a Mefeo Nifsol? Or the Pshat is that he's also masking it's a Chiddush, but even though he holds it's a Chiddush, he holds that that's not enough to say the Mefeo Nifsol, that's not enough to say Mikan Rava Nifsol, even within Chiddush you could say the Mefeo Nifsol. So does he argue and say it's not a Chiddush, or is he masking that it's a Chiddush, but he just holds it Afal Pichen Lemefeo Nifsol? So if you take a look in the Tur in Siman Lamed Ches, he is talking about the din of Akash and Hazama, and he says, a Svara, why is it that by Hazama we believe the second ones over the first ones, but by Akash we don't? And he says like this. He says that Hazama is Begufa Edom, and he says, Mipnei Zeh Acharnim Ne'emanim, Kevin Shem Edom Al Gufin Shal Edom, Babi Kilu Hidu Alem Shehar Yon Nefesh Shechilu Shabbos, Behin Enon Ne'emanim Alatim Lem Elasinu Kach V'Kach. So Zak the Tur, by Akash, there's no reason to believe the second pair over the first pair, because they're both being made on the Gufa Ha'edis. So why should believe one more than the other? Bashenken by Hazama, when it comes to Hazama, the second pair is not being made on the Edus, it's being made on the Edom. They're saying, you Edom, where Imanu Ayusim. So the first Edom are being made on the Maisa, the second Edom being made on the first Edom, that they were not there. So it's like they're being made at their Gazalim or Psulim. So since they're being made on the Gavra of the first Edom, therefore they're Neman more than the first ones, because they're the first pair are not Neman to be made on themselves. And that's why the Shneim are Neman more than the Rishonim. So the Pele is, the Torah is giving a Svara why the second pair is Neman. That's connected to the Gemara. The Gemara says it's a Chiddush. The Gemara doesn't say it's a Svar. Why is he giving a Svar if the Gemara says it's a Chiddush? So the Lecha Mishna says in Hochasedus, Perek Yud Ches, he says that the two understands that yes, the Gemara says it's a Chiddush, but that's only according to Rava, who holds Mikan Labahu Nifsol. But according to Abaye, that we pass him like, who holds a Mefer Nifsol, then it must be argues, he holds it's not a Chiddush, it's a Svar. So what is a Svar? So this is the Svar that the Torah is giving, and this is the Svar of Abaye, why he holds it's not a Chiddush. It's Mavur from the Torah, Lefidus Havana, that the Torah understood that Abaye argues on the Etzim Vard of Rav, that's a Chiddush, he holds it's not a Chiddush, he holds it's a Svar, and that's why the Mefreya who Nifsol. But from the Rambam, you see, Lechai, not like that. The Rambam says in Hilchazedus, back in Chesed, Lach Gimel, he says, Vizesh Yimin Atar, Edom Achreinim, Al Edom Arishonim, Gzeh Sakasav, he's like the Rambam, this that the second pair is believed, when the first pair is Gzeh Sakasav, there's no Svar to it. So, in fact, the Chesed Mishnah, he says, well, what do you mean it's Gzeh Sakasav? That's according to Rav, who holds Mikan Labo Nifsol, but Abai holds the Mefreya Nifsol, Lechai, it's not Gzeh Sakasav, it's not a Chiddush, there's a Svar to it. So Zaktik Hesem Mishnah, it must be the Rambam understood that Abai is also masking to Rava that it's a Chiddush. He just holds it. Even though it's a Chiddush, still we say Lemefeu Nifsol, not Mikan La'aba. So Lefi that, it would be Mivur that the Rambam understood that Abai does not hold it's a Svar, he holds it's a Chiddush. And he's just arguing that Afal Pichen, the din should be that Lemefeu Nifsol. So it comes out that this Shaila of what is Pshat in Abai, does Abai hold, does he argue on Rava and say it's not a Chiddush, it's a Svar, or is he masking that it's a Chiddush? But Afal Pichel and Mefer Hunifso, that seems to be a machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur. How to understand Pshat in Abaye.